Here's a story from The World.
French President Emmanuel Macron is in Beirut today. He says he's there to take stock of the political situation in Lebanon.
L'objectif de cette visite est évidemment de faire un point d'étape sur la situation politique, mais de m'assurer que c'est bien un gouvernement
and push the government to enact reforms. Macron spoke to reporters last night. That was just hours after a new prime minister was named following the massive Beirut port explosion last month. Macron pushed for economic reforms and warned of sanctions if Lebanese leaders failed to set the country on a new course within 3 months. Julian Barnes-Dacey is the director of the Middle East and North Africa program at the European Council on Foreign Relations. He joins me from Brussels. Macron says he's seeking credible commitments from Lebanon's leaders. How much pull does Macron have in Lebanon?
I think Macron has a degree of sympathy across the political and popular spectrum. Everyone recognizes that Lebanon is in a deep hole. It needs external support. And Macron is offering perhaps a way out. Whether he has the sway to push the political elite towards the kind of reforms that most people think Lebanon needs today is another question. And I think that well could be beyond him. Fundamentally, many think that Lebanon, the political elite there, need to essentially reform themselves out of power if you're going to get the country back on track. And I think that's where he's most likely to come up against some kind of wall sooner rather than later.
Macron is leading the global effort to help Lebanon get out of this mess. This is his second visit to Lebanon since the port explosion. Why is that? I mean, what's the French interest in Lebanon?
Well, I think this is twofold. I think this is about France, but this is also about Macron. I mean, France has a long historic relationship with Lebanon. Obviously, Lebanon was under a French mandate after World War One. Today is 100 years after the creation of the Lebanese state. There's always been very close ties between Paris and Beirut. And so that's something that is coming to bear here. But I think this is also about Macron wanting to be a global statesman. You've seen in Macron an energetic president who's inserted himself into crisis after crisis, particularly in the Middle East or in the broader Mediterranean. Macron sees a US in retreat and sees himself as that person that can roll up his sleeves, can get in the mix, and can try and create solutions that projects himself and projects France on the global stage as he would see it deserving.
Now, former diplomat Mustafa Adib was named Lebanon's new prime minister on Monday, just hours before Macron's arrival. What do you make of the timing of this? And do you see Adib being able to fix Lebanon's broken political system?
Adib is a character of the same mold that we've just seen in the former Lebanese government. And I think there are real question marks about what he represents and what he can do. Adib has effectively been parachuted into this position. He doesn't have an independent political base of his own. He is, to a certain extent, beholden to those that have brought him into power. And their interests are tightly tied to the maintenance of this system of patronage and sectarian power sharing that they don't want to see disrupted. So I think for them, and potentially for Macron as well, he could perhaps be a vehicle for incremental, slower steps of reform, the kind of reforms that might open up international assistance, IMF assistance. What I don't think he represents is a kind of fundamental reform, ripping up of the political system that many on the Lebanese street want to see.
But are there some Lebanese who feel like Macron's overstepping, that there's kind of a whiff of colonialism to what he's doing, given that France used to be a colonial power?
I think there's a huge whiff of that. And that question is being raised repeatedly. He was there in August. He's back today in September. He said he's going to come back later this year. Obviously, you have the French historical legacy of being the colonial, the mandate power there. To a lot of Lebanese, this does smell of a new form of neocolonialism, of the French coming in and trying to create a new order. And I think there are people both within Lebanon, but also within the wider region, who also have interest in Lebanon, who are going to use that sentiment to try and dilute and weaken what he's trying to do there. But he has to tread very carefully. He has said repeatedly, I am not here to impose a French agenda on Lebanon. I'm here to try and facilitate that. I think he knows that he needs to be delicate and sensitive here. But despite that, there clearly is this dynamic, this edge hanging over what he's trying to do in the country.
Julian Barnes-Dacey is the director of the Middle East and North Africa program at the European Council on Foreign Relations. Thanks for speaking with us.
Many thanks for having me.